Okay, we're taking far too long to think of an opening. I'm George.
I'm Claire.
And this is the Blathering Podcast. Trust us, we talk for a long time. Oh, there we go. Didn't think it was going to work. Hello again, everyone.
Hi.
It's been a little while. About a year, I think.
Over a year, isn't it?
Probably. So,
extended break.
Extended break, but we're back now. To those that have been listening to us recently, we've had a bit of a spike in listenership, which is odd because we haven't posted in a year. But, you know, that's great. I mean, you get new content now. So welcome.
Thrilling as ever.
Yeah. Shush. It's brilliant podcasting we're doing. A real help to humanity, I would say. Anyway, welcome back to the podcast. There's still not really any format to this. I mean, there was a sort of format, but there's not any sort of, you know... Today, late as ever, we're doing a Halloween type thing.
Yeah, it's nearly December.
Yeah, it's right on the edge of December now, so... Yeah. We may be slightly late, but... Not to fear, not to worry. Basically, what we're doing, we're going to talk about our... Halloween watches, so all the films we watched over the course of October. It was a bit of a busy month, a lot going on, but we managed to get in quite a bit.
Trying to do 31 films for Halloween.
Yeah.
We actually did 23.
Which is not bad.
It's particularly pretty good.
Particularly because of how busy it was. But yeah, no, it was good. So we've got a lot of films to go through, so without further ado, I think we should start and not blather on so much. I know that's the title,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, because we don't need an hour of blathering on before we've even got to the films.
Exactly.
There's a lot of films.
There is a lot of films. Now, a couple of one main forewarning. You may notice the date being... Is it the 30th now?
Oh my god, now you're asking. Yes, 30th of November.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, it'll be after that probably that you listen to this, whenever you listen to this. But this is recording on the 30th. You may realise, talking about the films we watched a month, nearly 2 months ago, you know, it's been a little while. Particularly your memory is not
my memory is terrible.
So
we've already had to go through them. Because I couldn't remember what several of the films were.
We're going to do our usual sort of blathering style of just laughing and chatting about them. We're not going to do in-depth review type stuff. We'll try and give you a basic synopsis of our thoughts on them. But, you know, this is mainly just a laugh, isn't it? It's a laugh!
It is a laugh, yes.
We are a laugh. So, let's start!
Okay!
So starting off, we decided to... So I cannot remember if we talked about this before on the podcast. Because, again, it's been so long. And I can't remember. I don't think we covered this, but we might have. We were going through the Alien films. We got the DVD set or the Blu-ray set. And so before... This October, we watched them throughout a couple of years now, I think. Did we start last year?
Why are you asking me?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
So yeah, we've been watching them. I'd obviously, you know, me and you had obviously... I mean, I'd watched the first two, you'd watched the first four, and hadn't watched the latest two, Prometheus and Alien Covenant. We finally
That's
got round
a lie,
to them.
Though, because I had watched Prometheus.
Yes, sorry, you had watched Prometheus.
When it first came out and I hated it.
Yes. So we decided to move on because it had been a little while and we have now watched both Prometheus and Alien Covenant in that month. So, what did we think of them?
What did we think? Okay, so... considering I absolutely loathed Prometheus when I first watched it, I loved it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, Prometheus was really good. I think it was really up our alley. It's that sort of discovery of alien culture and stuff, isn't it? Which is really good. But then also having, you know, the alien lean to it, of having the horror of going into the unknown and finding terror waiting for you and you know, stuff like that. You know, it's one of those films that's asking the big questions, obviously, of where do we come from and
the, yes. What yes, lies... they find, like, the cave drawings, don't they?
Yeah.
At the start and all that sort of thing. And it's really good. Sorry, you were talking about the actual film. I was just going to go and say, love David in it.
Yeah, so the big obsessed. Draw... One of the big draws for us, at least, is David. I think for most people, that's probably their favourite element in the film. And, yeah, David, the like android...
Yeah,
I can't remember what they.
Well, the
what they called in the alien verse.
I can't actually remember.
Synthetics, something like that.
Yeah, but like, they're always an interesting role in the alien films.
Yeah, yeah.
And in this one, it's no, you know, I can't think of the word, but anyway, but yeah, David, awesome.
Yeah.
Played by Michael Fassbender.
Yeah. No, he's really good in it. He provides a real sort of interesting bent to him because, obviously, as he develops through the two films, you know, he's not a nice guy, but he's really fascinating and, like, you kind of love him and he's, you know, he tilts between, like, this sort of childlike wonderment and then also tipping over into, like, the... terrifying, non-feeling thing, you know, of,
yes.
Like, not caring about the lives of other people in the pursuit of, you but know, intelligence and knowledge and stuff.
If you go on to Alien Covenant, in that one he plays two characters, doesn't he? So he's kind of like, you know, kind of... Is he two sides of the same coin? I'm a little hazy.
Yeah.
Gonna say.
So yeah, I loved Prometheus. I loved the characters. I thought the horror was played really well. It's very different, obviously, to the Alien franchise. It's a very different entry. Then Alien Covenant is definitely a step more into the familiar territory. It's a bit more similar, although obviously as the film progresses, it does go in a very different direction. I enjoyed it a bit less, I'll be honest.
Yes, same.
Than Prometheus. I like the film. I think it went in some interesting directions. I like the discovery of how the aliens became, you know, and everything. I think that was pretty cool. And David's character went in an interesting direction, and he was really fun to watch in that film, particularly and particularly because, you know, like you say, you playing the two characters,
they're you know, butting heads, aren't they,
a little. Well, it's interesting because you have, like, the, you know, the idea of, like, the corrupting influence. You've got one that's broken free and one that's firmly still in its place. It's interesting because you both have a similar opening of the robots going about their day in the two films, and, like, you can see the difference and why David goes the way he does, and it is definitely interesting. But yeah, really, really interesting films. I really enjoyed them.
Yeah, we enjoyed both.
Yeah, I like I say, I think the Covenant was a little less my bag. I think it was a little bit messy, but it was still enjoyable. So yeah, no, two good starts.
Yeah.
So after that, I'd been meaning to watch the Predator films. So that's what we did next. We watched Predator 1, 2 and Alien vs Predator. So I'll be honest, we ground to a cult recently. I started watching
Predators.
Yeah, Predators. Which I wasn't enjoying very much. So we sort of stopped in the middle of that one. But that was, I think, this month. But I go back to last month. Really enjoyed Predator and Predator 2.
Yeah, I remember watching them back in the day.
Mm.
And, like, we're talking, like, late 80s.
Yeah, I think you were sort of less into the Predator stuff. You were sort of like, you liked Predator definitely. 2, Predator 1 wasn't really, you know, your thing. But we watched it again. Well, I watched it for the first time, you watched it again.
Yeah.
And really loved it. It's a great film, Predator 1. It's actually a lot more intense than I think you'd expect it from sort of the outside going into it in a lot of ways. It does have the alien thing of something that is much better than these humans hunting them, you know, but in a very different way. And it's really interesting. I love the lore behind the Predator particularly.
Yeah, it's interesting,
the
isn't
whole
it?
Hunting species thing is really
whereas
cool.
Whereas you've got this, you know, with Alien, obviously, I think the Alien franchise is my favourite.
Yeah, definitely for me,
Predator,
yeah.
It is interesting, this idea of this alien being who just decides to, like, hunt people, and it wants people who are on its level.
Yeah, yeah. Or it won't hunt people who are you know, who don't have weapons, who are civilians.
So
basically,
if any predators are watching, I'm a pacifist.
Yes. So yeah, it's a really fun film. I think people are gonna hate this. I do think Arnie kind of drags it down a little bit. I think it needed a better actor than Arnie for it. But, you know,
I did find out about because I did not know that Jean-Claude Van Damme was originally supposed to be the Predator.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell? That would have been weird.
It would have. Yeah, no, I mean, he is good in, I'd say, the last bit of it, but interacting with the other characters is a little stiff. But it adds the charm, it adds to the fun of it. And it is well, really well paced. Like, it lets the atmosphere really sit, and, you know, the whole hot, steaming jungle thing is great. I love that.
I definitely preferred it this time to when I was, you know, a teenager.
Yeah.
Because Predator 2, I enjoyed a lot more when I was younger.
But yeah, I mean, I really like all that. And obviously, you know, as you learn more about the Predator and what it is, that's great. And obviously, it's got some great iconic lines and moments and stuff in it. So yeah, it's great fun. I really, really enjoyed it. And same goes for Predator 2. I think that's a great film. Really, really fun. You know, bringing it into the city, having it be a sort of detective thing, sort of, you know, bringing those influences in, it is great fun. I mean, I think the characters are not particularly memorable in this in themselves, but you've got those actors fulfilling those roles, which make them really fun, I think.
Yes.
It's really, you know, overblown, big action sort of stuff, and it's great fun. It's definitely got a less controlled pace to the first one, and loses some of that atmosphere, but it is great. It is a lot of fun. Gary Busey is always an entertaining figure, even if...
Every time Gary Busey turns up, it's just,
yeah, a bit insanity there.
Who
but yeah,
this
he's
guy.
He's great fun in it. And the yeah, it's just, it's good fun. I think that's kind of, that is really the sort of thing with those films. They're just a lot of fun.
Yeah. There's not too much you can really sort of delve into, is there? It's kind of, you know, you watch it to be entertained.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's, you know, I think you could definitely, you know, if you wanted to, find interesting things. But yeah, it's not the same as, like, you know, some of these other films. But yeah, I was thoroughly entertained by both of them, and really enjoyed it. And so we obviously moved on to Aliens vs. Predators, which was a good time. Not as good as those two films, but it was a good time. I enjoyed it.
I really liked this this idea of a, like, I mean, spoilers, but, you know, whatever. Humans teaming up with predators.
Yeah, yeah, that was quite fun. I like...
That was great.
Yeah, yeah. I liked that whole element. It was interesting. And some of the stuff we get for, like, the alien lore as well, you know, early on with... what's his name? You know, setting some of the stuff up that we later see in the franchise is cool. Even if I don't think they really continue that whole lore, it's still pretty cool. But you've got no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
I've got absolutely zero idea. I don't know.
Weyland Yutani, that's what I was... Because it's the old dude, isn't it? But yeah, that was fun. I like it. It's not a favourite, certainly, but I thought it was a good time. I thought it was enjoyable. Okay, moving on.
Your favourite slasher franchise.
To my favourite horror franchise. So we move on to Wes Craven's New Nightmare, the final Nightmare on Elm Street.
The final film
that we had to watch. So we did do a recording about a while ago of a new series we're gonna do, which we never did, which we reviewed the first Nightmare on Elm Street, and I said it was a favourite and that. And obviously we've been making our way. A while ago we'd watched all of them but the last two, I think it was. And then we watched more recently that one. I think it's Freddy's Dead. I can't remember now. Anyway, so moving on to this one, I was really interested by the premise and stuff. And yeah, it was a really interesting film. I really enjoyed it.
I really enjoyed it, yeah.
A really interesting way of bringing the franchise into a new light after where it had gone and revitalizing it. I really enjoy all of the films. I think they're a ton of fun. You know, I love the earlier ones particularly are better. 1, 2, I'd say 3. 1, 2, and 3 are sort of the pinnacle of the franchise. But I think all of them afterwards are really fun and a good time. I don't think any of them, you know, none of them certainly bored me.
Only the reboot.
Yeah, the reboot is the only terrible
appalling
one. Yeah.
Don't watch it. It's terrible.
But the original films are great fun. I honestly have no problems with those. I think they're all a good time.
I love this. This is in my wheelhouse, which is, it's looking at, bless you.
Mm.
It's looking at, like, manifestation, like, something becoming real as you write it.
Yes.
And I love that stuff.
Mm.
You know, that really appeals to me. And I like the way it was done. I thought it was really good. And obviously seeing Heather Langenkamp come back.
Yeah, I love the whole thing of, like, bringing it into the reality and stuff. Because you've got all the actors who are playing themselves. You know, you've got Robert Englund and you've got Wes Craven and everything, and they're all real And they're playing themselves, and, you know, it's great fun. It is a ton of fun. It has a little bit of the feel of, like, slightly sort of Omen-ish.
Yeah.
Obviously with the kids and stuff. And some of those other sort of films in that sort of vein. And that's really fun. And, yeah, no, I thought it was cool, you know, the integration of that and making that sort of a new horror. Also, I think it touched on very specific fears, like, you know, obviously parental fears and things like that, which, yeah. Blimey, I mean, you know, trigger warnings, I would say, with that one.
Yeah, definitely.
Particularly towards the middle of it, which I thought worked really, really well. To, you know, make that universe, that, you know, the Nightmare on Elm Street, bring it somewhere different and fresh. Because obviously, you know, they tread those paths quite often now. So, yeah, no, I thought it was really interesting. I thought it was really good. I think perhaps it was, pacing was slightly off. Could have done with a slight bit of tightening up. But overall, I really loved it. I think it's one of my favourites of the franchise. It's definitely up there for me for of the first three. You know, yeah,
it's just it's because great. It does take it somewhere different.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's always always good, you know.
I think it uses also, you know, there's a little bit of comedy in there. There's a little bit of, the fact that you're breaking that fourth wall in a way.
I think that's one of your favourite things, isn't it, about, like, this franchise in general, is that it does have that comedy element quite heavily, which is missing in some of the ones that you don't enjoy.
Yeah.
Which we'll get to later.
I think it's a great film, highly underrated. I think it, you know, obviously doesn't get talked about very much anymore. But I think it deserves to be talked about in the same breath as his first film.
A revisitation.
As Nightmare on Elm Street, I mean. Not his first film. It's great. And, yeah, I recommend it. Right, next we have a weird one. We have Eyes of Fire, which I doubt a lot of you have heard of. There's definitely a few that have heard of it, I would imagine.
This was on Shudder, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was
great for weird and wonderful.
Yeah, no, this was great. This was really, really good. This was a really weird, what's the word? There's a particular sort of genre.
Folk horror?
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. A really weird folk horror, occult as well type thing, that was really, really entertaining. So it's set in America, isn't it? But
it's like Pilgrims or something, isn't it? Is it Pilgrims? No.
It's set in like the, you know, when they're settling, the settlers kind of thing.
Yeah, Pilgrims.
Well, no, because Pilgrim, that's, I thought that's,
Hang on.
Religious, isn't it? Oh, well, yeah, it is religious, isn't it?
Hey, I'm on IMDb now.
Yeah. But it's a really interesting American folk horror. It's basically
mid-18th century.
There we go.
In the American colonies.
So, yeah, it's basically this group of, settlers who get flung out because he's having a...
It reminded me a bit of the witch, or the vavitch, as I call it.
Yeah, yeah.
Eggers.
Basically, they end up going off, trying to find somewhere else to stay. And they end up in this area.
In this really weird place.
Yeah.
Like a valley.
Which is sort of haunted, not in that sense, but it's very sort of occult. There's this weird creature that haunts it, and they
the
see
the trees
these,
are bizarre.
Yeah, there's these trees with people's faces in them, which is very freaky, and these naked people that keep running about everywhere.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. Very odd, very bizarre. And it's that sort of breakdown of between these people, and it soon spirals out of control. It's very, very difficult to describe, as you probably can tell, but I recommend it. It's an odd one, but I think it works really well. It's got that sort of eeriness to the location.
It's one of those ones that I found completely like unsettling.
Yeah, which... it is unsettling, but it's also, I wouldn't say it's the sort of horror that you get from The Witch per se. But it does feel like, if you love The Witch, it does feel like perhaps he got inspired by it, or you know, it's just very similar. There's very similar themes and ideas in there, but also very, very different. So if you love The Witch, I would absolutely recommend watching it, because it...
I love The Witch. That's my favourite.
Yeah, it hits on some of those similar themes and some of the similar fears and ideas that you get from that film. So definitely give that one a watch. I like it as well because you've got some very different characters all intermingling and, you know, buying heads and stuff, which is really well done. But yeah, it was good. I really, really liked it.
I liked it as well.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was great.
Yeah,
great fun.
It was really good.
Another great fun film.
Oh my God, I've wanted to watch this for a while. So fun.
So we watched Deadstream, which was a Shudder exclusive. This was brilliant. This was so much
fun. We're not advertising for Shudder, but honestly, if you like horror films, you probably should watch it because it's great.
Yeah. So Deadstream is another one of those found footage type things, although not really found as such, but it's from the POV of like cameras and stuff. It's basically about this YouTuber streamer type guy who had got into hot water. He's returning back, and for his big stream, he's going to spend the night.
He does all these horror things. Things that he's scared of. That's it, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, he does all these mental things. You know, he streams all these mental things that he does. You know, I think it's like, he's combating his fear or whatever.
And so for this one, he's staying overnight in a haunted house.
And it's great fun. It's a horror comedy.
It's along the lines, if you like Evil Dead 2, this would be up your alley.
Yeah, I'd say it's less quite as sort of in your face as that one, and the horror is a bit more actually horror-y than Evil Dead 2. Like, it's not quite as zany as Evil Dead 2.
Because it did make me jump several times and things like that.
Well, there are some quite creepy moments and creepy images and stuff. It's not quite got the zany levels of Evil Dead 2, I'd say.
No, but if you like that, it's kind of along those lines. Yeah, that's what made me think. I was like,
it does remind me a bit of that, but yeah, in terms of tone, I'd say it's fairly different. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. He gets there and he's sort of immediately freaking out. We kept laughing at his scream. He's really funny. And yeah, it just sort of goes from there. It is quite creepy in places. There's a good amount of atmosphere to it and some nice freaky images, you know, the capturing of some of the cameras, what they capture. And then there's some good jump scares. We certainly jumped quite a bit. So yeah, it's entertaining.
The guy who plays the main character is great. I really
yeah.
enjoyed his character.
I would say a twofer. It's mainly sort of split between two characters. I won't spoil anything else. But yeah, so it's quite impressive with how they do it, and it's really pacey. It goes by pretty quickly. So yeah, it's great, great fun. Highly recommend if you've not seen it. I think it's quite popular, but if you've not, absolutely give it a watch because it's a ton of fun. One of my favourites of the month, I think.
Yes,
yeah, same. Really, really entertaining. And some good criticism of that sort of YouTube streamer, the toxicity of it, you know, the stuff like that. Really well done, I think.
Yeah.
Then we watched, which we've been wanting to watch for ages, Clue.
Yep.
The adaptation of the board game, Cluedo. The film. Great fun. Really entertaining little murder mystery type thing, obviously along the lines of like a comedic version of Then There Were None, basically.
Yeah.
Well,
one that I remember from when I was younger called Murder by Death, which I think is a sort of similar, which... Have you... You've never seen it, have you?
No, I think I've heard of it, though.
Yeah. We used to love watching that. Used to watch it all the time. But, yeah, this... Tim Curry.
Yep.
Always excellent.
So, yes, basically, bunch of big names at the time.
Yeah.
All doing a silly murder mystery thing. A bit of improv in there. Very, very silly, very, very dumb humour, but very entertaining. The mystery was pretty good as well. I actually really enjoyed how the mystery panned out, and I really enjoyed the ending as well.
Yes.
You know, the multiple endings.
Yes.
Because I love the whole idea behind that of having a different endings, because basically when, you know, you went to cinema, you'd get those two, you'd get a different ending. And then you get the true ending at the end.
Yes.
Supposedly. But, yeah, no, really entertaining. Loved it. A lot of fun.
It was.
Not much to say about that one, to be honest. But no. Really entertaining, yeah. Good time.
Yes, exactly.
Our type of humour.
Yeah, definitely.
Then one, I'm going to place a bet that almost none of you have probably heard of, because we certainly hadn't. Is Freak Maker, another one we found on, The Freak Maker, sorry, another one we found on Shudder. This is a film with Donald Pleasance and Tom Baker. So obviously you've got to love that. We all love Donald Pleasance, the insanity that is Donald Pleasance, and you know, as a Doctor Who,
obsessed with Donald Pleasance lately, aren't we?
Yeah, well, we keep magically finding him in everything. Yeah. But yeah, so apart from being in everything, yeah, no, and also obviously
he always
being
plays
Doctor
a weird Who, little guy.
Yeah, he does. And obviously being a Doctor Who fan, yeah, just the perfect meet up. So this is sort of a very sort of classic B movie type horror type thing.
Yeah.
It's a Frankenstein type thing with a circus involvement, or a freak
basically
show.
Yeah, basically Donald Pleasance wants to make plant people.
Yes, he wants to evolve into plant people, and in his experiments he gets people and melds them with plants. It's great fun. We were saying you would have been terrified of it if you'd have seen it.
If I was a kid and I'd watched this, I would have had the worst nightmares. Honestly,
the makeup is great.
Horrible.
Tom Baker is fun. He's a bit of a nasty freak dude. You know, he's part of the freak show that comes to town. So you got the nice acts, you know, they're all sort of a family and stuff, and then you've got Tom Baker's character, who basically, you know, he can't live with that idea and is hoping that Donald Pleasance will be able to change him to be a more normal. Although I'm not sure what he thinks is going to happen because he's obviously
exactly because he's going to get turned person. Into a plant person, which I think is a lot worse. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, oh, some
and
of those
it,
things.
It centers around some teens at the local. What is it like? A college?
It's like a college. Yeah, yeah. They work.
It's
the
UK. I think it was the '70s. This is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Donald Pleasance's character is at the college, and he's
like a professor.
He's a professor, but a mad professor, obviously. And yeah, it's just good fun.
Just kidnapping his
it's good fun
students with the help of the circus.
Yeah.
Or Tom Baker in particular.
Yeah, well, the others don't actually know, apart from the leader of the circus, the owner of it, because he's also in league with Tom Baker.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good fun. It's really entertaining. It's not perfect by ever means. It's very cheaply made, but it was fun. I really enjoyed it. It was good. There was some nasty deaths and some great makeup. And I loved the plant person.
Yes.
The evolution of the plant person.
Yes.
If you like sort of the body horror, but very cheaply made body horror, but looks great, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it.
Much
that
like
good
Doctor
fun.
Who at the time, yeah. The bubble wrap and stuff, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Green bubble wrap. Green painted bubble wrap. So what have we got next? Vicious Fun. This was good. Not a favourite.
I've forgotten what it is again.
That's good. Good. Okay, so Vicious Fun was the one with the serial killer meet-up group.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, it was entertaining. Wasn't a favourite. I would say less successful on the humour front for me. It's a horror comedy.
Yeah.
I did like it, though. It was entertaining. It was one of those sort of things where a guy gets caught up in... He ends up running into this serial killer support group and teaming up with this with one of the women in it who is a serial killer. She kills serial killers, a bit like Dexter, although I said Frasier earlier, which is completely
that would have been
different.
A really different show then,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
And you've got, like, different archetypes of serial killers. So you've got one that's, like, American Psycho, Patrick Bateman, who's sort of the main dude, who's great. He is a lot of fun.
He really goes for it, doesn't he? And he is the more entertaining for it.
But they are all entertaining, I would say.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you've got the different archetypes. And yeah, really entertaining. I had a lot of fun. Well, not really entertaining, but it was good. I enjoyed it. It wasn't a favourite, but...
It was
worth
a watch, definitely.
Yeah, it was worth a watch. Probably one of my least favourites of what we watched, but still good. Then something completely different and brilliant. Finally got round to watching Incantation.
Which is really long, and I was very tired at the time. But wow, it held my attention.
It certainly woke you up, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Horrifying, terrifying. I was scared.
Yeah, and another one that really taps into a lot of those fears. You know, there's some parental fears again. There's some... You know,
well, it's an interesting story, isn't it? Because obviously it's this woman who had she given her child up or had she had it taken? I can't remember.
So she'd... I think it had been taken because basically after something that happened in... After something that happened in the past, she's sort of cursed. Not going to give too much away because you really need to watch this. For yourselves, but we loved it. We thought it was amazing. Go into it basically blind, I'd say. I knew a bit more about it than you did.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about it.
But yeah, no, it was brilliant. I don't really want to say anything about it because, you know, I'm sure a lot of you have watched it by now because it was really big when it came out. But yeah, no, if you've not watched it, give it a watch.
It creeped me the hell out.
Yes. Okay, and next we have...
Don't Be Afraid of the Dark.
Yep.
Or Be Very Afraid of the Dark.
So this is a little bit of a twofer. So we didn't actually watch both of them in October. I believe the one we watched in October was the new one, the newer one. So we watched the month before the older one. So this, the classic TV movie and then a remake. I can't remember when it was. I think it was early 2010s.
Probably because it had Katie Holmes in it, didn't it?
Yeah. I think it might have been 2011, 2012, something like that.
Yeah.
So, this was a fun little film. The original was a little TV movie thing. We like to say that the little creatures in this are scrote heads.
Yes.
Because they've got weird little heads that look like...
Look like wrinkly balls.
Exactly. Or sort of like dates. You know, the things you eat.
I don't want to eat them.
No. Well, I don't really want to eat dates, so... But anyway...
I've never had dates.
No? No. I don't know I've had dates before. But anyway, so the point is... Yeah, no, this... it was good. It was fun. I like both of these. The first one is really, really silly. Very, very funny. Some incredibly odd dialogue in it, as yes. I remember. But...
It is just really funny, isn't it? It's like this couple moved to this house that has been left to them in a will.
Yeah.
And the fireplace in the basement has been blocked up for some reason.
What? So the basement is blocked up. They didn't get in the basement and see that the fireplace has all been, like, blocked up. And
they just want to unblock it.
Yeah, they open it and they're like, oh, no, but actually there's little demons in there.
There's demons in
there. That terrorise the woman.
It's just nuts, though, because, like, she opens this door and it's like, oh, yeah, this is where you put the ashes and all that sort of thing. The thing goes down for miles.
It's humongous.
It's like, how are you going to have a fire in there?
It's humongous. It's going to fall to
the
centre
of the earth.
Yeah, it's not just, like, big in terms of, like, also up and around and, like, it's huge. It's, like, really wide as well. But, yeah, they're fun little films. I think the remake, a little bit sort of creepier, a little bit more atmosphere to it. And that was quite fun as well. So, yeah, I enjoyed both. They're entertaining little films. Not really much to say, to be honest. But, yeah, yeah. I recommend them
the
if you've not watched them.
The remake with Katie Holmes and Guy Pearce, and there's a little girl also who's, I think, Guy Pearce's daughter.
Yeah.
You know, this estranged sort of family, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she doesn't like Katie Holmes. But, you know, these creatures... Oh, my God. Yeah, sorry, I just remembered something from it. Yeah, no, it is fun. Sorry, that was a terrible thing to do. I literally just remembered something from the end.
What did you remember?
I can't say because it would be a spoiler. I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay. but yeah, an entertaining... Two films that, yeah, I recommend. They're good little watches. Nothing amazing, but still fun. Then we have Sorks. Or
Socks.
Yes, Socks. Saw 10.
The Christmas installation of the Saw films.
Yeah. Really entertaining. We loved it. Really, really good. I went to see it at the cinema. I really, really like the original bunch of films.
I will never forget going to see the original Saw film in the cinema. I think it was actually a pre-screening
pre-release screening. Free with Empire. And
it's good because you just turn around and like not face the thing at all.
I'm getting my cup of tea.
Okay.
In need.
Yeah, but you're dry talking. Throat. You're talking.
All right. So sorry. It was a pre-release screening by Empire. Got your free tickets and all this sort of thing. Back in the day when they used to do all that, it was great. And my mind was blown by the original Saw film.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Didn't see any of it. Oh, it's fantastic.
But yeah, well, I mean, we binged the Saw films. I love them. The newer two, I wasn't, like, as massive on. I didn't like Jigsaw. I thought Spiral was good fun, though.
Yeah.
The ending was a bit crap. But the rest of the film, I really enjoyed.
This one was good, though.
One is much more back to basics. But I thought it was great fun. I loved, you know, the idea of having it a bit more, you know, going back to the... something bad is done to Jigsaw and he takes out his sweet, sweet revenge.
Yeah.
It really great deaths, really, really nasty stuff. Yeah, the traps. Yeah, the traps really are great. Gross. Lights.
It's what you like.
Some of that.
You
guts.
Might remember buses going by with one of the traps on them.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nice guts and gore in this one. So yeah, really entertaining. Love the twist as well. That was a fun one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was really entertaining and a nice little prequel thing that, yeah, I'm glad they did it. I'm glad that this was the next film. And I think sits really nicely alongside the original set of films. So yeah, a great time.
Yep.
Then we have, The Exorcist. So
the original.
Yeah, not the new one. So I read The Exorcist recently. That was fun. It was good fun. And after I read it, I decided to watch the film again. So
yes. Well, it was really interesting because...
we have both watched the film before.
I remember when it was re-released after... I believe it was banned. Anyway, so it was re-released... Gosh, was it back in the 90s? Mm. And I was very, very excited to see it back then. I think I possibly overhyped myself because I was very underwhelmed by it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of the hype of, like, oh my god, it's the scariest film ever, yeah. And all this
stuff. It's like you've got this whole thing of, like, people fainting and throwing up and like, you know, back when it was released, maybe, you know, it had that impact. Maybe it was because, this whole thing of a whole cinema full of people experiencing something is different to, you know, nowadays. I mean, I don't know where you live, but like where we live, you don't tend to get a full cinema these days. So, you know, it's a very different experience.
Yeah.
To what it would originally be, you know. Well, I mean, we were talking about this whole thing of Day of the Doctor.
Well, I mean...
Experiencing that in a full cinema.
I think also a lot of it comes down to the fact that at the time, the contents of the film were shocking.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you didn't have films like that, particularly, like, front and centre sort of thing in
Yeah,
the...
some of it is really, really shocking.
Yeah. You know, you had some of the sort of exploitation stuff, but, like, it you know, wouldn't have been... You know, this was quite a mass market... kind of thing. So yeah, like I can see why it was terrifying at the time. There's definitely something to be said for the sort of you know,
I was obviously a very jaded 20 something,
yeah. But you know, I think it's fun. I enjoy it. We had a good time with it again, and it is a good film, and like it is shot beautifully, and
It's really interesting as well, because I always forget and think that the exorcism takes is a lot longer, but it's you know,
yeah,
right,
it's such a small
film.
Part of the film, really, in all, you know, it's a big build-up to this thing. But yeah, it was an interesting film, particularly after I'd read the book. Because like I say, I had watched the film before, and I was, like you, a bit underwhelmed. I liked it, but I wasn't, you know, particularly that enamoured with it either. And again, not a favourite of all time, certainly. But I did think it was good. I enjoyed it this time round. It was interesting comparing the two and seeing, you know, the differences and how certain things were framed and that. So, yeah, it was interesting. I had a good time watching that one again.
Yes. And as somebody else said, medical procedures are actually quite scary on film, aren't they?
Yeah.
Next then, one, VHS.
Yeah, then another one where this is sort of, I think, going to be quick to talk about, really. We have actually, well, I've watched this before. I think you fell asleep in the middle of watching this before. So
that doesn't surprise me.
So you watched, like, part of it, but I don't think you even remembered it that well, to be honest.
I didn't remember any of it, but... I will say, when I was watching it, it did give me a bit of motion sickness.
Yeah.
The camera, the shaky cat, oh, man alive. Sometimes that was a bit overwhelming.
But yeah, good film. I like it. Nice little fan footage.
It's lots anthology of little, yeah, thing. Anthology, that's it.
Yeah, no, entertaining little film. I like it.
Yeah.
Then we have Unwelcome, which we'd wanted to see in the cinema.
But we didn't end up going.
No, but this was great. I fucking loved this film. It was brilliant.
It was.
It was so much fun. Not at all what I thought it was going to be like. You know, I thought it was going to be like, you know, little creatures. A bit like Don't Be Afraid of the Dark, basically. I thought it was going to be that again.
Yes, exactly.
Little creatures attack people moving into this new house.
Yeah, because
but it's...
this couple, they actually had a bad experience in London.
Yeah, so they move away from London after they get
inherit this
farmhouse. In their flat. You know, she's just found out she's pregnant and he goes out to get some
Shambles.
Bubbly.
Yeah.
And they get attacked in their flat. So they move out to Ireland. Because they find out that his, I think his grandmother, dies and leaves the house, to them.
But the house comes with some little,
So it backs out onto this forest.
Yeah.
And in the forest there are supposedly these little creatures called red caps,
I would not live with a house backing onto a forest.
Yeah.
Because that freaks me out. It really does.
And basically, there's this thing where you have to leave some bloodied meat, you know, sort of like liver or something, for the creatures. Because otherwise, if you don't, they might come and steal your baby or something. Steal you, kill you.
There's like all this
little
mythology
lore.
Around
I won't
it.
Go any further than that, because that's all you're really given.
And the ending is spectacular.
The ending is spectacular. To give you any more would spoil it, but watch it. It's not going to be for everyone, but it's utterly mental. It doesn't go in the direction you think it's going to go. It's not that film that you think from my description of it.
And don't steal people's hobnobs, because it's not on.
Yeah, exactly. I can't believe you just remembered that. Amazing.
You know me. I remember stupid little things like that, and I do not remember the whole thing. That was one of the ones that you had to remind me what it was about.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, right, okay.
But yeah, great film, brilliant film, really, really loved it. It's filmed beautifully as well, like the way they filmed the landscape and the house and that makes it seem like a fairy tale. It's really, really well done.
Yeah.
It is basically like a fable or a fairy tale, the story and that. It's great. I loved it. I thought it was a brilliant film, one of my favourites of the month.
Yes.
Moving on, we finally watched Child's Play.
I watched this back in the day.
Yeah. The first Chucky film, obviously. Great fun. Really had a good time with this. Another favourite, I think. Really entertaining.
It's really creepy as well.
It is. I thought it was really clever how they did Chucky as well. I think it still holds up.
Dolls are horrible. Like, ugh.
Yeah. Really entertaining. Really loved it.
Yes.
Wonderful film. Wonderful film. We're getting through these nice and quickly now. So then we have Ready or Not, which is another film I'd wanted to watch for a while. This is quite a popular one. It's the one where you got this woman marries into a rich family. And on the wedding
night... It's a cautionary tale.
Yeah, on the wedding night, she has to play this game of hide and seek. Where they get this box and it tells you what game you have to play. And it turns out she has to play hide and seek. And this hide and seek is a hide and seek...
Homicidal hide and seek. Yeah, where
they try and kill her, basically. It's great. It's a really wonderful... sort of comedy horror thing again that's commentary on the rich and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Really great main character, really funny in parts.
Do you really want to be part of a billionaire's family? Not really.
Yeah. And quite intense as well. So yeah, really it fun. Is. Yes. Really liked it.
And it was the lead, it was the one from The Babysitter.
Yes. Yeah.
I really like. She's fun. She's very good.
And then we have 1408, which has been going around a bit at the minute. People have been recommending that.
Good old John Cusack.
Yeah, so it's based on a Stephen King short story. Or novella, I think, actually. And it's really, really good. Really, really creepy. It's this story of...
It freaked you out, didn't it?
It did. It really freaked me out. It's really creepy. And it's another one of those things that we love, you know, playing with perception and that as well. Mm. So basically, it's this guy who writes books about haunted places. He doesn't
but
really believe...
But he's really jaded.
Yeah, he's really like, jaded. Yeah. He doesn't really believe in these places, but he writes these... books that are like true accounts where he stays in like haunted hotels and haunted houses and things
you
like that.
You say it's haunted to get people to stay there.
Yeah.
I know all the tricks.
So he writes about that, and one day he gets this tip off to stay in, I think it's called the Dolphin Hotel, isn't it?
I can't remember.
And so in this particular room called room 1408, so he goes there, but the owner is like, no, don't stay in there. And he thinks this is like a tactic or whatever. But, you know, he's sort of going, don't go in the room. You know, I'll pay, you know, you can...
But there's a little known law that says that they have to.
I will tell you about it or whatever, but, you know, don't go in there. But he ends up going in there, and then a night of terror ensues. And it's great. It's a really, really classic... starts off as a really classic ghost story, but gets more and more sort of disturbing and delves into his backstory. It's really one of those sort of like Haunting of Hill House and stuff of that ilk, which makes, you know, the room is a character in itself and plays on his fears and his past and his guilt. It's really, really well done. I really enjoyed it.
It's a great
really
story,
well acted.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know it's really impressive because it basically is just him in a room, for the most part. You know, there's not much else going. You know, there's not really much else going on there.
Stephen King's short stories and novellas do tend to make really good films.
Yeah, there's not many other characters. You know, it really is just him in a room, with stuff going on, and it's brilliant. Really, really well done. Really creepy little ghost story.
Yeah.
Really underrated, although I think it's picking up a bit of steam now because people keep recommending it.
And now for something completely different.
Sloth House, which is new, it's brand new.
Completely bonkers.
It's completely bonkers. It's another comedy horror type thing. What is it on? Is it Prime? Or is it Paramount? I think it might be Paramount Plus. So it's a slasher where the killer is a sloth.
Yes.
Basically. It's great. So the sloth is called Alpha. It's a really cute. I love
it. It's a sorority who adopts a sloth that has been kidnapped from...
Yeah, so basically this girl wants to become the... Oh, what do they call it? The queen of the house or whatever. Look, you know that we don't...
I want to become the queen of everything.
Yeah. I can't remember what they called it because we did not have this shit. You know, it's like, I was watching it, I was like, I'm so thankful. Anyway, so this isn't, you know...
So she gets this sloth as a mascot.
Yeah, she gets the sloth as a mascot to try and win this thing.
Sloth is homicidal.
It kills people, and it's really, really fun. They go all out with the sloth kills.
But also, it's just really funny, because sloth...
It's really funny.
It's like...
The sloth is cute.
It has an Instagram page.
It has an Instagram page. I love how they fit in Sloth the House. That was really funny.
Yes.
Yeah, it was really entertaining, a lot of fun, really, really silly. You know, if you're going to watch it, you got to, you know...
It's a good one to have, you know, a few friends, a few drinks.
Yeah, it is just a real sort of laugh out loud fun. Ow!
Sorry. What did I do?
Well, I went like that and anyway. sorry. Yeah, no, really fun... Really entertaining. I'm glad we watched it. Give it a watch because it's great fun. Really funny soft kills and
we're nearing the end, don't worry.
Yeah, only two more. So this is what it mentions. Watched Halloween again. I've watched it a couple of times now. Three times? Four times? I can't remember. I'm not a fan of it, to be perfectly honest with you. It's not really up my street. I enjoyed it a bit more this time because I was just having a laugh with you. The best part of it is Loomis.
Hiding in hedges, hissing at boys.
Yeah, really, is great fun. it's quite a silly film, but, you know, I had fun watching it with you again. It's certainly not a favourite, but I don't mind it.
I remember the first time I watched this, and I was so scared. but, yeah, I mean, it does play into a lot of my fears, because... You know, where you think your home is supposed to be safe.
Yeah,
you?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all American sort of girls and just, you know, babysitting and all that sort of thing. And then this just horrible thing keeps coming after them and won't stop.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't like it.
No, you don't, do you?
No, scary, scary. But it was much more fun watching it with you. I wasn't so scared.
Yeah. Then we have Freaky, which was really, really fun. Another comedy horror. We've watched a lot of comedy horrors. But yeah, so much fun. So obviously, as it might sound, it's a horror comedy version of the, like, you know, swapped bodies thing. So this girl... swaps bodies with a slasher villain, basically.
What's his name?
Oh, I can't remember, but...
Hang on, I've got to find out his name because, like, I do... Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, that's it.
Vince Vaughn is so funny.
So good as the girl in
it's like, basically, Freaky body. Friday. Yeah. But instead of mum and daughter, it's serial killer and... teenage girl.
Yeah.
And when he's got the teenage girl inside him, that sounds so wrong, but you know, it's her.
Yeah.
She's him and he's her.
Yeah.
Anyway, He's so funny.
He's so good. It's so it is really, really funny. It's got a lot of heart as well, though.
It's got some great deaths.
Yeah, it's got some great deaths. And just it's a really fun film. It really well made.
Killings.
I really enjoyed it. It's a lovely film. I love it. I thought it was great.
Yes.
Really entertaining. I think a lot of people have watched it by now, but yeah, really entertaining, really funny, quite sweet at points.
Quite a few of these, I think, are going to become Halloween staples for us. Yeah. Because we do like to watch a lot of horror films all year round, yeah. But like Halloween especially.
And plays really well with like the teen awkwardness as well. And just, yes. Yeah, really works. I had a great time with it. Great pastiche of horror and fun. I love it. Great fun. Blimey, that's it.
Good grief.
We've been blathering on for a long old time.
It's about an hour, isn't it?
Nearly at least. So thank you for listening. I'm sure you never thought we'd be back. You thought we'd die.
Ever.
But no, we are back. We hope to do a bit more of this podcasting nonsense. And blather on a bit more. So yeah, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed. We can't
deprive the world of our stupid thoughts.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed our little rundown of what we watched for October. It was really, really fun. We're going to try it again next October, I think, aren't we?
Yeah.
And see what we can watch next October.
Maybe we could do, if we did it next October, maybe we could do, like, the review of it each day instead of at the end of November when I can't remember most of the films.
Yeah. Maybe. But yeah, thanks for listening. Obviously, if you want more of us and are tired of waiting for the podcast, you can watch our YouTube channel, which, what is it called again? Infernal Viewer, the Infernal Viewer YouTube channel.
I love the fact that you asked me what it's called. I don't know. I can't remember.
I need your support of blank stare, you know, just blankly staring at me going, wow. Yeah, so go watch that if you want to hear more nonsense. Especially if you like my Doctor Who nonsense.
Honestly, though, your YouTube channel and that is actually more coherent than this. This tends to be suffer yeah. from my incoherence.
A little bit more coherent. Yeah, no, definitely. So, yeah, particularly if you like Doctor Who, go check that out. Otherwise, though, I think following is a thing you do with this podcast. I can't remember, to be honest. And yeah, we'll see you next time. Goodbye. I don't know why I was waving.
Au revoir.
Yeah, goodbye.